Hey, Anon. I'm here to talk about butt stuff. You've asked me to describe the kinds of butt stuff that I'm into in more detail, that I would need a guy to be into, and what about it I like. So I'm going to do my best to be succinct and not ramble because I get self-conscious. I feel shy. I'm not someone who usually, I don't talk about my sex life to people in my life, like my friends and stuff. So it's, I don't know. I get embarrassed. And then when I get embarrassed, I'm rambling like I'm doing now. So, okay, I'm going to stop and I'm going to try to answer your question. So I love men's bodies. You guys, like guys, men, you have fantastic, beautiful, gorgeous, strong bodies. And they smell good and they taste good. Especially your groin, your crotch, and your ass smells great to me. So I like being able to, touch it and stroke it, like use my fingers, use my mouth, use my tongue, just to have fun that way with it. It's just a body part that I like to play with. And it's happened a couple of times to me where a guy is like, no, that is a no-go zone. Like, do not touch my ass. Don't touch my asshole. Don't do it. And that always feels like I've been deprived of something that I love. So it's an indication that we're not compatible. I don't know. I just like it when someone is enjoys that and also enjoys doing it to me too. And I really love anal sex, in the context of a long-term relationship. It's just, I won't go into it, but it's something that I really enjoy, and that in any kind of serious relationship, it would have to be a big part of our sex life. I don't know if there's many guys who don't like it or not. I don't know, because I don't, it's not something that I've done with very many people, but I like it a lot. So these are pretty conventional things. I'm more into asses and assholes as as a body part that just feels good to play with during sex. That's what I'm into more, as opposed to I guess what comes out of it. One thing that I do like, that I don't see it as being nasty or anything, but I don't know if some people do, but I really like it when a guy puts his cock in my mouth after he's been fucking my ass. It's more the domination. I like that it feels like it's like I'm being dominated when that happens. And I guess there's a mental thing to it, that it seems like it would be nasty or dirty, even though it actually really isn't. But so I like that. And oh God, this is actually this is gonna sound more like ridiculous actually than anything else, so I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but I've given a guy blowjobs while he's been on the toilet, and that's, oh God, that sounds so ridiculous. But and it wasn't so much about it wasn't so much about any kind of like scat thing. I think, I don't even know how that happened. It's more than once. It's just, I don't know, it's just that I don't, I guess I'm not too fastidious when it comes to like stuff to do with our bodies. during sex or when it comes to sex. So there's things that I'm not into, but they don't, but then at the same time, they don't really bother me in the context of sex, because I don't know, it's just our bodies. I guess adjacent to that would be one thing that I like is, I do like getting pissed on, again, because of the dominance, being dominated, being instructed or told what to do. It's that aspect of it as opposed to urine, pee in and of itself. It's the domination. And I guess there is, again, that kind of mental thing that it's a bit taboo, it's a bit dirty. I will open my mouth and ingest some of it if I'm told to, but I'm not into drinking it, I have to say. It does legitimately taste pretty nasty. That's just more incidental, but it's more the domination thing if I'm told to open my mouth. Like I could never, I shouldn't be talking about stuff that I don't want to do, but I could never like drink a glass of urine, for instance. I couldn't drink a glass of piss. That would, yeah, I wouldn't be into that, but I'm okay with, like, as I said, opening my mouth if I do happen to ingest some. It's kind of like semen, like guys come. I could never imagine myself drinking like a glass with cum in it, but I like swallowing it, and I like, you know, if a guy comes in my mouth or play with it on my tongue or swallow it, that kind of thing. I think it's about it being like an active act, I guess. It's an act between two people. It's done with someone, and that makes it intimate, as opposed to something clinical. So that's it, really. So what I like about it is just, I like asses and assholes as a body part, that feel good to play with and to have them played with. And then some of the very slightly nastier stuff, which I know is very slight, nothing very extreme on my end, has to do with enjoying that feeling of being dominated and made to do something that sort of seems like it's dirtier on the outside, I guess, like outside looking in. As far as the audios go, I have so much fun doing them. I don't feel like I need to be into, like, personally into whatever the audio is about. It's actually more fun in some ways to kind of put on a different hat and read a script or do an audio that's really different from what I like in real life. Actually, that's what I'm doing all the time now, because I'm doing all these femdom videos, which is like the opposite of me in real life. But I won't go into that anyway. So I hope this wasn't too rambling. I'm coming on to 9 minutes now, so I'm going to cut this off. But I hope this was okay, and that it wasn't too disappointing.